Access number 3016, Mr. Ivan English, Rio 4. Now, what about the leaving
Korea
then? What happened? Anything you remember about it?
Well, I was a bit disgusted, really.
Why?
When we came home, because they gave us all the crap and clothes I could get hands on, I thought.
What do you mean, when you were demobbed?
National service people, yeah.
Hang on. So what was the trip back like? You were on the same ship, weren't you?
Yeah.
Anything about it?
Not really. No, I can't remember much about that. Just that we picked up all the... I don't know where they got the bloody clothes from. But they were a load of rubbish.
This is your demob suit?
Yeah.
So what? Tell me, when were you demobilised?
52?
Was it straight as soon as you got back?
More or less.
Christmas, before Christmas then?
Just before Christmas.
And what was so wrong with the clothes? Well, it's a demob suit you're talking about.
Yeah, the second hand. Repaired. Been repaired and what have you. We ain't got nothing fit to bloody put on.
So, did you get anything else from demob? Anything else given to you or happened? Just very bad suit.
Just get out of it.
Now, what were you going to do then when you came out? I mean, you know, we'll just get you back in civilian life. Did you ever think of doing anything other than going back into the building trade?
Not really. No.
And was that where you spent your career? That was your life?
Well, no, not exactly.
How long did you do it for?
For a few years, I suppose. Which weren't very bright.
Now, why did you stop?
Why did I stop? Change of people, I suppose.
Why did you stop being a bricklayer?
I didn't start, no, I just... So we went on our own work for ourselves.
So you stayed on as a bricklayer? That was your career?
Yeah.
Now, how did you acclimatise to being a civilian again? I mean, I know you'd only been out for 2 years, but did it take a while to settle back?
Not really, no.
Didn't have any problems settling down?
No. Not really, didn't know.
Now, what about a lot of work people had to do a reserve commitment, either with a TA or as a reservist or Z reservist. What did you have to do?
TA.
So which unit were you in?
Well, I was in the Suffolk then. You were given the Suffolk badge.
And which battalion was it? Do you know?
No, no idea.
Where'd you have to go?
Where'd I have to go? Isles. Ipswich, I suppose you come under.
But you went to Halesworth?
Yeah, which is just down the road.
And what was the TA say? What did it mean? What did you have to do?
Skiver.
You didn't take it seriously?
Not really.
Did you go to the drill nights?
Yeah, you used to go. Yeah.
And what was a drill night like?
Non-existent.
So you wouldn't do any training there?
Not for a night. You might go do some weekends. Do some training for weekends.
What type of training? What were you doing?
Firing
a typical
rifles.
Week?
Really?
Did you enjoy it?
Well, you didn't bother, did we?
Did you go to annual camp?
Yeah, I had to.
And what was that like?
That was all right, yeah.
What'd you do? Where'd you go?
Went down to Dover with one. What's the other one? Norfolk, one up in Norfolk.
Now, did you ever consider staying on as a TA, lad, you know? No.
I did want to stay on in the... Where the hell was it? In Hong Kong. Because I see one of my mates come aboard. I thought, if he's got to stay on over 3 years, then I think. or 5 years then.
Oh, this is not TA. This is, you were thinking of being a regular, yeah, weren't you? Well, why? I didn't know that. You didn't mention that. What did you think of that for?
Well, because he was out. My mate was out there.
So and you might have stayed it on as a regular.
Yeah.
And why did you decide not to?
I wouldn't allow it.
Sorry?
I wouldn't allow it.
Why not?
I don't know. Because I think you're taking advantage of them. Which you are. Point, I suppose.
So you actually considered staying in the army?
I did consider it, yeah.
But you didn't stay in the TA?
No.
So how many years did you have to do? Was it two or three?
3.5.
So you did till 55-ish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you left?
Now, no, I didn't leave. I was demobbed.
Now, what about the final question is, did you stay in touch with any of your old comrades? Are you a member of there's a Korean War Veterans Association, there's the Royal Norfolk.
Yeah, I've been in contact with one or two of them, yeah. But I think they're dying out now.
Did you join any of the associations?
Norfolk, yeah.
And what does that do for you? I mean, not for you, but what does it mean? Is it important, the Royal Norfolk Regiment Association?
Not now, it is now.
What was it though? What was good about it?
Well, you meet some old mates, really.
So what did they organise?
All sorts of little things, dances, dinners and that sort of thing.
So you were quite keen on that?
I liked it, yeah, I didn't mind it.
And did you see any of your old...
One or two, yeah.
And what about
that's
the...
That's what made me go there, you see. I'd been told so-and-so would go to so-and-so and where you go.
And what about the Korean War Veterans Association? Were you a member of that?
Yeah.
And what does that do?
Nothing.
It doesn't do anything?
Not to me, no.
There's no meetings or anything?
They have meetings up at Norwich.
Too far away?
It's too far away for me.
Have you thought of going back to, or did you think before, because you can't now, I presume, but did you think of going back to Korea? Because they do organise trips back.
Yeah, but I did think about it once ago. I got cost a lot of money. And people say, I know that ain't worth it. You'll never see it as it was. You know?
Do you think it was worthwhile spending 2 years, you know, that time of your life?
No.
Why not? What did you think of National Service to the Korean War now, looking back on it?
The Korean War? A waste of time and money, wasn't it?
Why? Why do you think that?
Why do I think it? Because there's nothing there. I couldn't see getting nothing out of the place.
And what about National Service? Any good to you? Or just a news?
Nothing good to me, really. No, I could knuckle down to whatever they want to put me through, really.
Do you think it did you any good, you know?
Not really.
Any harm?
It didn't do me any harm, no.
Thank you very much.